In our study of the Gospel of John, we have reached chapter 5 in the days of our Lord's public ministry and sequence as it's been going. And in the process, he has healed the man of 38 years. And the Jewish leadership is reacting to that. And as you know, verse 16, therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. And God picked the time, the place, the person of all the people, by the pool, of all the people that are sick and needy. God picked this man. And in doing so, he picked the man, and on a certain day, the Sabbath day, their holy day, and had him walk, carrying his bed, a burden, breaking the Sabbath, as it were. The Jewish people, remember, the leadership, they did not honor, sanctify the Sabbath. They did not honor or sanctify the Lord of the Sabbath, the Lord himself. They did not enjoy the experience, the exercise, the benefits of the Sabbath. The Sabbath, Genesis 2, 1 and 2, 3. John 19, I have finished the work. They were not enjoying the wonderful creation that God had made. They don't add to the creation. They enjoy the creation. God already did it. Here's our world with taste, smell, touch. Wow. We don't do anything. Flowers, laws of science. Wow. We just exercise them. God did that. The Jews were not enjoying that rest. They surely were not going to enjoy the finished work of Calvary's cross. The purpose of the Sabbath is to enjoy a resting from our own works, as he did from his, so that we could enjoy what God has done. Now, in the light of that, so he picked the Sabbath day. And the Sabbath was very, very important. So that being, they did, and by the way, God was also telling them that they did not want to leave their tradition. They were exercising, they thought, very enforcing the Sabbath, the Judaism, they were enforcing it. And God said Judaism wasn't the answer. God's word is, but not Judaism. Not the answer. And he was telling them, Judaism won't work. It won't work. Now, and remember now, they responded. They didn't care about the fellow's health or why they weren't glad he got healed. No, they were focused on the one who broke the Sabbath and on the Lord himself. And thus in verse 17, the Lord answered, but Jesus answered them. He didn't tell them about the Sabbath, remember. He told them about himself. My Father worketh, and hitherto I work. My Father work. You want to know how this man was healed. You want to know why he was healed. You want to know why it was on the Sabbath. I'm trying to help you understand, said the Lord. I want you to know I have the authority to heal. I have the power. And the Sabbath day, the seventh day, all 7 days belong to me. I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. So I choose what I want, when I want, and you want to learn to understand that. The Jewish people were not happy with that, and so the Lord said, my Father works, is presently working, laboring, and I am laboring at this present hour. My Father is working right now, little preposition. My Father is working right now, I am working right now. We are both working together right now. I and my Father are one. Right now, we're working. We're working. They go, look. Ah. Now, that he didn't stop there. Verse 18. Therefore, the Jews sought more to kill him. Why do they want to kill him? Why did they have such hostile design? They wanted to kill him. The Jews sought the more. They already wanted, but now they want more so to kill him. Because, the reason, he not only had broken, let loose, unbound, didn't care about the Sabbath, but, and this is a conjunction pointing, not, here's the first part, he broke the Sabbath, and then, like a little arrow, but, what else did he do? What else did he do? Verse 18, but said also, he was saying that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. The word equal in quality, in quantity, in dignity, making himself equal with God. He was saying he was God. Not only did he break the Sabbath, but he was saying that he was God. Now, having said that, in verse 19, then answered Jesus and said unto them, after making that, they were going to kill him, and they were after him. And they kept after him, imperfect. They're going to do it and do it and do it and do it. They're going to not stop till they can get him all the way to the cross. So now in verse 19, Jesus answered that verse 18. And the answer, verse 19, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, amen, 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 so be it, absolutely assured, absolutely certain. This is what I'm going to tell you. I say unto you, that the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. So going back, verily, verily, the Son can do nothing. That means not one thing. Not one thing. A zero. Nothing. Nothing. How many? None. None whatsoever. Father, the Son can do nothing of himself, by himself. By his own authority. He cannot act independently of God. The perfect humanity of Christ cannot act independently of God. Cannot do so. The Son can do nothing of himself. But, what he seeth, the Father do. Whatever he sees, he's watching, to see, behold, perception. Whatever he's watching. Whatever the Father does, these also doeth the Son likewise. Whatever the Father does, I do. I do the same thing. I do the same thing. Remember, God created us humans in his image and likeness. And that's a derived image, so that he is the object in the mirror. The mirror is looking at him. He's the direct, the person out here is, if you had a mirror in front of you, you're looking at yourself. You're the derived image. You look at yourself, here you are, and you look in the mirror, and there you are. God made us to be able to represent and to reflect his marvelous person. So when God looked at humanity, he would see himself, like in the mirror. You touch your eyes, your nose, the mirror touches its nose. God would see himself in the mirror. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, said, I do nothing, I can do nothing, absolutely not one thing, independently of God and fulfill my purpose. My purpose is to represent the purpose of for all. Why did God create humans? So that they would be able to represent him, and that he would be able to find himself, see himself in all of creation. Humans are the highest created being apart from angels. They're very special. Humans are. So when you look at a human, you would understand all of the stars and the galaxies. The angels would understand themselves because they would see. And Lucifer, son of the morning, the devil who fell, would understand why he fell. He tried to see himself and all of the glory and wonder of who he was apart from God. The devil, Lucifer, son of the morning, was only a glorious, most glorious angel because he reflected God. He looked at God. He was designed to show God. Humans are designed to show God, to show the Creator. Now, I do nothing of myself, nothing. What I see the Father do, I do. I do that. Now, in order to pick up that so you see it, the world's looking. The world's looking. Now, what is the world going to see? They're going to see the Lord Jesus Christ, God's perfect, wonderful representation of who he is, of all the things he ever did, of all the people he ever used. The little one born in Bethlehem of Judea, the Lord Jesus Christ, perfectly represents God. The invisible, infinite God is able to be seen. You could touch him. You could hold his hand. God. God in the flesh. Now, in the light of that, he does only those things that he sees the Father do. Now, to help you with that, would you go over with me to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. In Romans chapter 7, what I'm trying to get you, these little pieces that you need. He's looking and he's going to perfectly reflect God. Now, I want to know, where do I come in and how in this? Romans chapter 7, verse 23. Paul, saved, struggling with his old nature. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Do you see the little verb, but I see? That's the verb that the Lord looks. He said, everything I see the Father do, I see the Father do. I'm looking, and paying attention. I do. I reflect everything he does like the mirror. Only I'm not a mirror. I'm a perfect human being. I represent him. So now, Romans 7:23, Paul, what are you seeing? I have an old nature. I've come to know the Lord as my Savior. I want you to know, I can either operate on that old nature, the old Paul, all that I am apart from God, or I can look to God to help me overcome all that I am apart from God. I can look for God to win. I can look to God to be an overcomer. Thus, verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. I can either look to God by his word and by his spirit and copy that, or I can leave him out and do the normal thing. I take my pick. Which way do I want to go? I either can reflect what he wants or do what I want. Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Paul, what are you saying? I can look to the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of God helps me to honor him. Hang on, just you get that word, honor and glorify him. I don't have to honor myself, I can honor him. I can honor him in this body. Now, and you know, over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 Corinthians in chapter 3, to see it again. I have the right to do what the Lord. Lord did it. I look, I see what I see, I do. I watch God, I do it. I honor God. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. How do you build upon the foundation? Do you see the little verb, take heed, at the end? Take heed how? That's the word to see. See. Let every man see how to build. Follow the blueprint. Follow the builder. Follow. Do. The builder says this, you do like the builder. The builder shows you, this is the blueprint. This is how many nails you put in this piece of wood. You do it. You do it. Looking to God. God gives us his word and his person in order so we can do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, back over to John chapter 5. In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, again in verse 19, moving, Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, whatever he's doing. For whatsoever things the Father is doing, these also doeth the Son likewise. I'm going to do just like my Father. I represent my Father. I represent my Father in a most wonderful way. Now, one other place before I go on, over if you would to John, the first chapter of John. And remember, what would you expect if the Lord Jesus Christ is God and his business is to help God become known? Then you would have to say, God has to be in this. You betcha. John chapter 1 and in verse 14 you read, and the Word was made flesh, that's our Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten. Where did you come from? Of the Father, full of grace and truth. I came from God. I represent the Father. Verse 18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. He has come out of his insides, as it were, and to bring you. What is God like? What is God the Father like? And the Lord Jesus came to bring out all, to expose, to exegete all that God is. That's what he came for. Wow. Now, John chapter 5. And again in verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son. The Father is loving the Son. And in the process, this word love, has to do with a deep personal attachment, the inclination of God the Father to love his Son, to love himself in the perfect humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ, to have an affection, a wonderful affection, based on his love, a personal attachment. The Father, verse 20, the Father the Father is loving the Son, and showing him, the Son, all things that he, the Father, is doing. Because after all, he represents God the Father. And in his perfect humanity, he is to represent God. So that when you see all his works, you're not going to see his work, but God's. Because he doesn't reflect himself. He reflects the Father. So whenever you look, you want to know, you can't see the invisible God. No, but you can see him. When you see him, you'll know. Know what? The Father's wonderful word and work. What is God like? What does God do? God, can you heal a man after 38 years just like that? Absolutely. John chapter 5, verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that he himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that he may marvel and wonder. Wow. So God's going to go and is showing him, and the word show has to do with present tense, is showing light to expose, to point out, to make known, to cause to be seen. The Father is showing him so that there's no question, Lord, are you being directed? Yes, in my perfect humanity, I am representing the Father who is continually showing me, pointing out to me all these things. I am doing that. And thus I am showing. Over, if you would, to John chapter 2. John chapter 2. And in verse 18. You remember the leadership said, "Then answered the Jews and said unto him," 2 and 18, "What sign showest?" There's your little verb to point out, to make known. "What sign showest that thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Give us a sign of your authority." Where are you coming from with all of this activity of healing and everything? What authority do you possibly have that authorizes you to say and do what you do? They wanted to see. Point out to me, they said, point out to us, where's it come from? And the Lord Jesus Christ pointed to whom? The Father. The Father. If you see me, you've seen him. The works that I do are not mine, but they're the Father. I purposely will not use my perfect humanity, because perfect humanity is meant to show deity in a perfect way. And so I'm going to go and yield to God and look to God. And you're going to see, now, to see, to show these works. And in chapter 5, he will show you greater, more. He comparative, greater than these, greater than these. Well, what do you mean? Well, look at chapter 5, verse 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and he shall come forth, verse 29, they that have done good unto resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation, a judgment. And thus you're coming from the, again, in the end of verse 20, the word marvel, and you slide over to verse 28, marvel. God, are you going to do more than, here, you just did a man, 38 years, that's right. Let me see, I'm going to do all kinds of things. I haven't finished yet. And you remember, without turning there, in the Gospel of Luke 24. And he said, here's my hands, touch them, touch my hands, see the hole in my hand, touch them. And they marveled. They were struck with, it's a wonderful, I'm going to show you signs. I'm going to point out to you, are you truly God? Yes. That's the whole point of God. And remember, the spirit of Antichrist is, he's not God. A wonderful Savior, wonderful person, but not God. The devil doesn't mind you giving all kinds of credit to him, as long as you don't remember he's God. Now, thus, greater works than these. So now, having said that, let's see how that works out for us. Here he is. He perfectly represents God. Without him, I can do nothing. Zero. I need God. I can't represent God without God. I can't show the life of God without the God of life. I can't show the truth of God without the God of truth. I can't do it. I have to have God. God has to be involved. If you look in the mirror and just see me, you won't see God. I have to reflect God. So when you see my humanity, you'll see his deity. Now here we are, just little old us, believers. God, how does that? That's a wow. Now where do we fit in, God? Over if you would, please. How do we fit in? Over, if you would, to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Gospel of John, chapter 10. And picking up, please, if I may, in verse 25. We're looking at the sign, the works. Jesus answered, 10 and 25. Jesus answered them, "I told you and you believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness and record of me that I legitimately am the one pre-incarnate Son of God, John 1:18, etc., that have come to reveal the Father. The Father sent me to reveal him. Verse 26. But ye believe not, because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. By the way, I and my Father are one. When you see his hand, you see my hand. When I put my hand out, put your hand, touch the hole. When you touch that hole, you touch my Father. The only way you could possibly touch my Father, the only way you could touch him, the invisible, infinite God, is by my hand. You see? Wow. Now, in the light of that, verse 32. And the Jews were so excited. Verse 31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. They're going to kill him again. They're always trying to kill him. Verse 32, Jesus answered them, many good works, have I exhibited you, where they come from my Father. For which of these works which I demonstrated do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. You make yourself God. Wow. 37. If I do not the works of my Father, said the Lord Jesus, then I am representing me and not him. If I do the works of my Father, believe me not. You don't have to believe me. If I'm doing my own little thing, you don't have to believe me at all. That's the same for us, by the way. We can give you all kinds of thoughts we want. This is what I think. This is my theory. This is my philosophy. This is my agenda. I can do all of that. Those are mine. And I have no authority. The only authority is when he does it. That when he says it, that has authority. That's where the authority is. You don't have any apart from that. Apart from God, you have no authority. Neither do I. None whatsoever. What authenticates it is God. God, you're behind that. That's correct. Verse 10. Verse 37. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But, verse 38. If I do, though you believe me not, believe the works that you may know, and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Believe the works themselves. Couldn't you do that? Couldn't you see what happened? Now, who can do that? Who can take a man 38 years and just do that, like that? Who can do it? Well, no one, except God. Good, good, good. Pay attention to the works. Who can rise again from the grave like that with the hands? Only God can do that. Good, pay attention to God. Now, over, if you would, please, to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. You know it so well. John 14. John 14, if I may, in verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father? 14:10. Our Lord again in the upper room. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Inside. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. God does the work. God does the work. My perfect humanity is to allow God to be God in a most wonderful way. Believe me that I am, verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Look at the works. The only way they can come is from you, God. No one else can do them. No one else. No one else. The devil can't even come close to it. Now, in the light of that, and thus in verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, that I'm doing, that should point out, show, The works that I do shall he, the believer, do also. Aha! So here's where we come in. We thought we were out. No, no. My perfect humanity is so that you could understand your humanity and how it functions. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Why? Because I go unto my Father. I'm going to my Father, my Father. Now, having said that, I'm going to my Father, and greater works are you going to do. So now, would you allow me to take a little trip? And I'd like to see how this works out practically. I'd like to see it. Over to the book of James. James. And you would guess, James chapter 2. Verse 17, 2 and 17. Remember, you're talking about faith without works and works. Chapter 2 of James, verse 17. Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Faith walks on to something. If you're sitting in the chair, I know where your faith is because I see the pew. I see the pew. You couldn't show me you believe the chair unless you sat in the pew. The pew. You have to sit in that pew. And then I see your faith. Where is it? In the pew. I see my faith in the dentist. Open my mouth, needle, all the way in. You know I have faith in the dentist. See where his needle is. You can't show faith. You have to be some. What are you doing? I trust God's word. And you're going to see it. You're going to see it. Wow. So, over, if you would, verse 18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Verse 19. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devil, the devils, demons also believe and tremble. They know there's only one God. That's right. And we need to know him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God said, listen, you, I'm going to show you. How am I going to show you that I'm saved? I'm going to have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm going to point to him. I give true confession. My hope and everything is help is all based on who he is. I'm resting down on him, on the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't look at me. Look at him. See where I'm resting. Look at his word. See where I'm resting. That's where you look. Don't look at me. Look at that word. Look at his presence. That's where I am. That's where I am. Wow. Now, over if you would please, to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. You would recall Ephesians 2 verse 9. All these are the works that I do of my fathers. Chapter 2, verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. No, we can't get saved by works, but by grace. 4, verse 10. 2 and 10. 4, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? Good works. Where are those good works which God hath before ordained, prepared, that we should walk and behave ourselves in them. So as we look to God, God, you had a wonderful purpose before anything ever was. Here I am, and you have a wonderful purpose to outwork your wonderful works in the believing heart. That's right. We are his workmanship for his good works. Our Lord, in perfect, his perfect humanity, represented the perfect work of God. So when you see the Son, you'll see the Father. You want to know what God's like? Look at the Son. Over, if you would please, to Philippians. No, you don't. You have to go there. In Philippians 1:6, he that hath begun a what? Where? In you. There's the word. Who's the one that started the work in the first place? He just. Who did the saving? He does. What are you going to do? Save now? No, you're not going to save. He started the work, a work, for all of the works. All of the works that do outwork themselves. Hang on, it may not connect yet for you. They all connect. That's right. And I have to live like that. So, God, I'm going to look to you by faith. Over, if you would, please, to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy 3. God gave you his word. And thus, verse 16, 3 and 16, 2 Timothy. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. What for? Purpose. That the man of God, the believing heart, may be perfect and thoroughly furnished, quite perfected, thoroughly perfected unto all good works. So that God, all of these things, you have a wonderful plan to outwork for my life. That's right. And I want to outwork that plan in your life. For what? That people will know this is God. The only one God, only one God there is. So now, God, you're going to work all of that out in a most wonderful way. So if you would read First Corinthians chapter 15. And you know it in the light of the resurrection chapter. And you will note, please, 15, verse 58, reading directly. No, I'm going to read verse 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So I'm looking for God's working. That isn't something I have a little assignment. I go do my assignment and get a little prize for work. That's God's working. That doesn't mean I go out and I did something for God. I served God and I did this. And it isn't that. Obviously it isn't that. It's God. You're looking to God and he outworks his wonderful life. Do you know if you read, you don't have to return there, if you read in Revelation chapter 2 and went to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 2 and you went, all seven churches, do you know what each one of them has? Every one, every single church, you know what it says? I know thy works. I know your works. I know them. Well, can't we just, we've been faithful. I clean the church and I teach and I sing and all that. I preach. No, no, that's you. That's your work. Romans, Hebrews 4, you've ceased from your own works to know his. To know his working. Hang on. I know you've, hang on. Would you go with me, please? Chapter 16. Verse 10. Now if Timotheus come, 16 and 10, and see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. You see, he does just like I do. He, the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul, Timothy, what are we supposed to do? It's the same thing. To outwork the wonderful works of God. Now, in the process of all of that, what do you know? Well, you know over, or one of you in 2 Corinthians, why not? 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Chapter 9, better. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Just another thought. All of it just adding up, and all doing is telling you what it says. Verse after verse, so you can get it. It isn't your little old life and you do what you want. This is my day and I'm going to do whatever. You can do that. But that isn't what being saved is. Being saved is a magnificent relationship to God. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 8. 9 and 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. What for? That you always, having all sufficiency, in how much? In all things. Why do we need all sufficiency in all things? That we may abound to every good work. All the works from the foundation of the world. All the wonderful plan. To what? To allow God the Father to be first place in our life. Wow. For God. You remember when you came to know the Lord as your Savior. In Romans 8 and Galatians 4. And the first thing, you know it, I don't have to tell you. The first thing that happens, the minute you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, something wonderful happens. And the Spirit of God comes in and He helps you start to speak to God. Not now I lay me down to sleep. I got that. He says, Abba, Father. The first word I want you to use is Father. My Father. My Father. That's what I represent. I have a unique relationship. If you ask anything in my name, that the Father may be what? Glorified. The Father. The Father. It's all about you, Father. That's right. That's right. The world is busy. The world is busy what? In John 6 and 31 on that. The world is busy seeking to survive and succeed, trying to eat and drink and have clothing and wars and rumors of wars, and they're trying to survive. But you are not like them. And the reason, they have no Father. You do. Therefore, you don't need like they do. You're in a whole different ball game than they are. They're without me. You're with me. You want to show you're with me by allowing me to be your God, to be your God in a most wonderful way. I want to take your humanity and I want you to be wondrously dependent on my deity, on who I am. I would like to go and practically, profitably, pleasingly be your Father. I would like you to know me as your Father. That's what I'd like. I would like to take care of you so that whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, 1 Corinthians 10, whatever you do is all to what? To the glory of God. Whatever you do. Whatever you do. I want you to have such a relationship to me that when you eat your hot dog for lunch or your pizza or whatever you do, to eat it with thanksgiving and honor me. When you go to work, I want you to honor me. When you're in all the struggles of people up and down, everyone's doing what they want to do, they got sports and everything else they go to and do whatever. After all, it's the weekend, Sunday. Wow. God, I want to be, you want us to honor you. That's right. That's what I want you to do. Whatever you do, I'll do it in my name. Do it in my name. And I'll be honored. I'll be wonderfully, wonderfully honored. I want you to show the Father. I want to take care of you. That's what the world needs to know. They don't need to know the brick in the building. They need to know the God that you're trusting. That's what they need to know. And we aren't there, and God's out there, and we're going to come, we've got a problem, we're going to come to God over here, and then we're going to pray to God. No, we have a unique, we are uniquely, personally related to God, to represent Him, to serve Him, to allow God to outwork His wonderful life, so that everything we do, I am a child of God. I am a son in the Son. And I'm going to live accordingly. God help me. God help you to live. Not for yourself, for God. And so what's going to happen? So you're going to manage your life and you're going to manage everything in school, homework, health, wealth. You're going to manage it. Sure you can. On the other hand, that's the world. I don't have to do that. And you don't have to do that if you're saved. I have a Heavenly Father. And my Father happens to be not up, make believe we used to live up in Boston, Cambridge. My Father's in heaven, so forget that. My earthly Father. My Father. So wherever I am, my Father is. Wherever I am, He is. Wherever He is, I am. I represent God the Father. And so wherever I am, in the midst of the sewer, the cesspool, or a castle, God, there you are. Wherever I am, you are. And wherever you are, I am. God. Do you know, Wendell Willkie once went in to see President Franklin D. Roosevelt many years ago in the White House. And he had this question to Mr. Roosevelt. Mr. President, why do you keep that frail, sickly man, Harry Hopkins, at your elbow, unquote? Question, why? Why do you have him so accessible to you? Said the President Roosevelt, Mr. Willkie, through that door flows daily an incessant stream of men and women who almost invariably want something from me. Harry Hopkins wants only to serve me, and that's why he's so near me, because he only wants to serve me. Everyone else wants something. He just wants me. That's all. He just wants to be available. God, your servant. Huh? Your servant. Wow. And you eat and you drink and you come and you go. Hospital, plague, disease, easy, hard. And there's God. My Father. Now, what do you think? I do nothing of myself. I only do those things that please Him. That's my assignment, is for the world to know a wonderful God who they don't know. They don't even care to know. They're trying to get rid of Him, like we said in Sunday school. Secular liberalism for secular morality, all out the window. Wow. Our Father and God, we thank You for Your grace and kindness, and God, here we are, trying to get a handle on something so wonderful and impossible that You have made wonderfully possible, God. Wow. Thank You very, very much. For those who know You not as Lord and Savior, God, deal with their head and their heart, that they might believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God. May we be a testimony to tell, to show, to point out why we have such a unique personal relationship that is outworked in our normal daily living, school, work, and home, in play. And we all work it out, God. It is all to be worked out for Your glory and honor and in Your name. That all of it comes back to You. Thank You very, very much. Spirit of God, help us. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for Your wonderful person and work to make it all possible, practical, profitable, precious. Thank You. In Christ's name, amen. You might want to sing, please, stanza 476. 4